This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Joshua Briscoe, who covers the Chiefs for Sports Illustrated. Briscoe, man, let's start with this. What's your reaction to the move?
Genuinely, the first thing when I saw it this morning was surprise. Not that they made a move, they needed to. That sense of urgency was maybe even a bit overdue, certainly time to make one. But I had kind of accepted that we were either going chips in the Deontay Johnson conversation we've been having, or we'd be talking about DeMarcus Robinson for the next several weeks. When it was Hopkins, after maybe it's just the years of will they, won't they, I was surprised that it's Hopkins after seeing the compensation, though I think it makes total sense.
I think the compensation is my favorite part about this move, and we can talk about the player of it, but if you were telling me that the Chiefs went in, it sounded like they had a very specific, like if you're looking for a piece of furniture and you know you go to like Filter, all right, I want this color, I only want to spend this much amount of money. If you were telling me that they didn't want to trade a top 100 pick and they were not interested in taking on a lot of money, that just cuts the kind of receiver that you were going to get. There's just not a whole lot of available options. If you were telling me that you're going to get a borderline NFL Hall of Famer, a guy who's super reliable, has some of the best hands in the league, and you're going to get him for less than $3 million the rest of the way and the 120-something pick, that's a really good trade for Kansas City.
Yeah, and all of the conditions make it even more obvious. So the only way that, I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but the only way that that becomes a fourth round pick is if he is playing 60% or more of the snaps from here on out and they're in the Super Bowl. So it's going to be the 31st or 32nd pick in the fourth round. Then you can have some compensatory picks that might fill in after that. But that's the most expensive it can get. Otherwise, and you know, certainly I'm hoping for his health, but he's been working through a knee injury throughout the season already. If he has issues staying on the field, or simply if the Chiefs don't get to the Super Bowl, all this gamble cost you was one of the last few picks of the fifth round. That to me is what took me from kind of understanding it but waiting to see exactly what those numbers were going to be to fully endorsing this move. And as I think you were just kind of referring to there, they could continue making more moves to bolster the back end of the group, but now, especially as just one of the best pure catchers of the football I've ever seen, he has moments of snatching the ball out of the sky that I don't know that we've ever seen anyone else do, at least in his style. Giving that guy to Patrick Mahomes for 10, 11 regular season games and then the playoff run, that's worth a fifth rounder for me. I'll happily make it a fourth if they're in the Super Bowl.
I can't really think of a scenario that I would look back on this deal and feel like the Chiefs shouldn't have made the move. So I just looked it up. The last pick of the fifth round is pick 166. That's the pick that they used last year to go get B.J. Thompson. If you were talking about the last pick in the fourth round before you get to the compensatory pick, it's pick 134. It is worth the dice roll to me, whether it's the 155th pick or the 134th pick, to see if DeAndre Hopkins has something left that can help you the final 6 weeks of the season.
100%. And I am not like a bleep the picks guy. I really think that not only are those picks important, when you're paying a bunch of top level players, Mahomes, Chris Jones, eventually Trent McDuffie, many, many others, your offensive line, you do need to have guys who can be on their rookie contracts and contribute for you. But your best shot to get those are your first 2 days worth of draft picks. And we've even seen the Chiefs, Chris Roland Wallace right now might be an undrafted free agent who pays off more in the immediate, certainly already has paid off more than their sixth round pick last year, Kamal Haddon, who is not on the team in this most recent draft. So there is so much noise and uncertainty in the back end of the draft that I think you've seen Brett Veach, especially over the last few years, kind of get more responsible with those picks, realize the value of them, and trying to make sure that even when they moved up for Worthy and Kingsley, they were getting picks back, so they had the same overall number of draft picks to work with, even as they maneuvered. They're kind of just dropping down in their respective rounds. Those are good lessons to keep in mind, and then when you're able to execute that plan, you get an opportunity to get, like you said, a potential future Hall of Famer that is filling the most dire need on your roster by 100 miles. that's a pittance, especially if you get any sort of production out of him down the stretch.
Josh, who has more yards the rest of the season, Travis Kelce or DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh! DeAndre Hopkins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think so. That's a great question, C-Dot. I think it was exaggerated a little bit on Sunday because Travis Kelce, when your trips receivers are Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, and Sky Moore, I as an opposing defense would also go ahead and hone in on making sure I'm stopping Travis Kelce. I do wonder if the gravity of that will change. Hopkins' presence will help Kelce's game very directly in that regard, but I think I might take Hopkins.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe, who covers the Chiefs for Sports Illustrated, getting his thoughts on this trade, on this move. So from a player acquisition cost standpoint, I absolutely love the move. These are the negatives, I think, to the move that temper my expectations just a little bit. We are talking about a player who has played for three different teams over the last 4 years. We are talking about a player who was contemplating knee surgery back in July. Yeah. We are talking about a 32-year-old wide receiver. There are a lot of positives for DeAndre Hopkins. I also would just like to point out that there are also some negatives, that there is a reason why Tennessee is trading him for basically $2.8 million and a fifth round pick.
Yes. And there was a tweet earlier this morning. I think I'm remembering it accurately, that in 2017, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, and DeAndre Hopkins were leading their respective positions in yards from the running back rushing, obviously, and then receiving for Hopkins and Kelce. That should be noted, that we are talking about the best version of these guys being in the rear view. It also is very easy for me to go ahead and to counter those legitimate negatives, right? Like, or at least concerns, the reason that he didn't just get moved for a second round pick like he could have years ago. It's also very easy for me to build the list of negatives that you have by just running Sky Moore out there 30 some times, or that you have having Justin Watson on the field running 240 some snaps over the course of this season, getting 9 targets out of it. So it's a fair clarification and a good one that I think, I hope most people are well aware of, and certainly the Chiefs are well aware of. But overall, I cannot even taking note of all of those, the pros and cons columns on this are so thoroughly in the pros side for me that I am fully accepting those drawbacks, those concerns. Again, if he ends up having that knee cost him games this year, it's probably going to make sure that the Chiefs don't have to give up that fourth round pick, even if they do end up with the Super Bowl with 50% of DeAndre Hopkins along the way. So I think they've safeguarded themselves in the spots where this could still blow up. It would be the, what, fourth wide receiver move this offseason that I think was good process, bad result. I'm hoping for better results here, obviously.
Now that we have the information and now we know what each of the players went for, if you could go back, would you rather have the Amari Cooper trade or this trade for DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, it's a great question, because I was thinking about that this morning and thinking about for Cooper, because I imagine that the Browns would have rather had the Bills' own pick than the Chiefs' own pick. It's probably the Titans' third rounder maybe that's in there. Now, there were the later round swaps, so who knows. But I would have pulled the trigger on the Chiefs' third rounder for Cooper. I think we talked about that right after that trade happened. I prefer this for Kansas City. I do think this is maybe a slightly lower ceiling based off where these two guys are right now, but it's very, very slight at a significantly lower and safer cost. So having seen it all now, I'd take the Hopkins deal, at least from Kansas City's purview. I don't know that Buffalo would change their fate there either. I think both teams probably ended up with the receiver that they really wanted, but by playing it just a smidge slower, I do think the Chiefs got really good value here and better value than the Bills got.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe here for a couple of more minutes. I would give this trade a B to a B+. That's the grade that I would put on it. What grade would you put?
I hate to copy from your answers, but yeah, I think it's a straight B. I think for it to be higher than that, you would probably have to be saying that this is a guy that you are expecting to be your number one wide receiver. And I really think it's why the Kelce question really froze me there for a minute. I think Kelce, Hopkins, and Worthy are all going to be guys who are carrying a different part of the passing game. And it's such an incredible thing that now the passing game is not reliant on a 21-year-old and a 35-year-old. Not that Hopkins is again in his prime there. That raises the water level for everybody though. So I think the net positive sets it right there around a B. I don't want to expect him to put up absolutely vintage DeAndre Hopkins numbers the rest of the way, but he doesn't need to. The Chiefs needed competence, and they needed to knock everybody else in that depth chart down one spot. Hopkins will do that. So I'm right there with you. The B plus range. I think it's a really, really smart move that costs you very little, where the upside far outweighs the downside.
Two very important questions before I get you out of here. On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you like pumpkin spice flavor?
I'd give it a flat 5.5 in the fall. When the weather does turn, I'll happily eat some pumpkin spice things, but I'm not like craving for it. The peppermint mocha lifestyle is really more for me once we get a little bit colder outside. Big peppermint chocolate guy.
Last one here, candy corn, yay or nay?
I don't need it. I just don't. There's better candy. Again, if it's in front of me in a little bowl, I'll have a couple of pieces, but it's pretty low on my power rankings of candy I'd like to be spending some insulin on.
That is our guy, Joshua Briscoe, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for Sports Illustrated covering the Kansas City Chiefs. Briscoe, man, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Absolutely. That is Joshua Briscoe joining us on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.